Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
The world's preeminent talk radio portal.
All about your health.
And now here's Melanie Cole, MS, host of Staying Well.
Do men have a harder time communicating? You know, in every sitcom and thing that you see, it's always the women talking. I've heard statistics that women have, I don't know, somewhere in the thousands of more words than men. And even at the end of the day, we haven't used all our words. And men are done speaking at like 5 o'clock in the afternoon or something. But I may be wrong on all those statistics. My guest is Tara Richter. She's an author of 10 Rules to Survive the Dating Jungle. So, Tara, let's speak about men. I love speaking about men. And can they communicate as well as we can?
Well, it is true that you were saying, you know, about I think we use like 3 to 4 times more words a day than most average men do. So definitely women like to communicate a lot more. Now, of course, there are some men that are good communicators. They're a little bit far and few between. Most men actually will have a physiological reaction when a woman tries to talk about her feelings or communicate something, where they physically, like, their heart rate goes up, the frontal part of their lobe shuts down, and they just, like, walk away. Like, they can't even handle it.
I've seen that so many times in my own relationship, and sometimes I'll be talking to my husband and I'll be like, hello, you know, and he's like, what? Well, I got nothing to say to that, or, you know, and I don't understand that. I'm like, how can you have nothing to say to that? I've still got so much more I want to say.
Exactly. And they're actually like physically shutting down, turning off their brain and not even hearing what you're saying. So, you know, a suggestion is, especially if you're kind of having like a heated debate, is to try to like take some time off, like walk away and be like, okay, I see you're a little overwhelmed right now. You know, let's take like a 10-15 minute break, maybe go in different rooms or something so they can kind of calm down, let their heart rate, you know, get back to normal and try it again.
Now, okay, you know, that sounds great. But if I said, well, I see that you're overwhelmed, you know, my husband's going to roll his eyes at me and be like, what are you, a counselor now? You know, it sounds a little contrived to say something like that. So sort of in the real world, Tara, what do we say? Okay, fine, take your time, I'll be back, or we'll talk about it later.
Yeah, try to at least like be
or is that conscious. Too confrontational?
Maybe not in that tone. You know, maybe in a nicer tone. But I mean, if you really truly are physically shutting down, then it doesn't really matter what you say anyway, because it's all going to go in one ear and out the other.
That's true. That's absolutely true. Okay, so men have this difficulty communicating. How can we teach them? Can we teach them? Is it even possible to teach them? Now, I do know some guys that I'm still friends with after 35 years, who were friends because we can talk about everything. But then the man I'm married to is not a talker. How do you, which probably balances us out very well, since that's what I do for a living, but how do you teach them, is there a way to communicate better with their words?
Well, I would say to keep it short in small chunks so that they don't get overwhelmed. You want to do it, you know, if you're talking about a subject that, you know, is a little confrontational, you know, try to not get in a confrontational type mood, you know, keep it very laid back, very easy going, like, hey, you know, I was just curious about your stance on this, or what do you think we should do about this? And, you know, just kind of throw a little bit out there, kind of throw them a little bone, see if they take it, you know, if they come back and if they get too overwhelmed, then, you know, like take a break and maybe try like the next day, and just don't push them over the edge, because then they're just going to get resentful and then they're not going to want to talk at all.
Well, that's true. Now, is there any benefit to sitting down with your partner and doing sort of that eye to eye when we're, you know, when you're speaking to a child? And I hate to put these two in the same category, but sometimes I feel like they are. And you sit down with the child and you say, you know, we need to talk about this because things aren't working out this way or something. Does that work with a spouse or a partner?
It does. You know, actually, they've done studies that like married couples that stay together longer, actually what they do is they lean in when they talk to one another. So it's like if there is an important issue that you do need to discuss, find a time, you know, where you're not watching TV, you're not on your cell phone. Sit on the couch next to one another, and, you know, even put, like, hold your hands or put, like, your hand, like, underneath. So you're having that connection. You're really there in the moment, and you're leaning in towards each other and also listen. Because, you know, in this day and age society, like, the listening is a lost art. So everyone's always thinking about what they're going to say next. Instead of thinking about what you're going to say, truly listen to your partner and hear what they're saying and even repeat it back to them so that you're getting, you know, truly what they're trying to communicate through to you.
Well, I understand that because I have to listen to people for a living, and I know that people are usually trying to think about what they're going to say next, but you do have to pay attention and be in that moment for just that moment. Now, what about in a new relationship and you want to get to know somebody, but the guy's just not a talker?
Then I guess you kind of have to decide if that's really going to work for you. If you're a big communicator, and, you know, some people just can't communicate and they refuse to learn how. And, you know, they're just very quiet people. And so kind of in the beginning, when you're getting to know someone, if it's like pulling teeth to get any information out of them, to even learn about them, then, you know, you kind of have to decide for yourself, well, is this someone I really want to pursue a relationship with?
That's true, you know, and that's a good indicator. And as a certified dating coach, you know that you would probably tell people, right, that that's a good indicator that this person is going to probably not change that about themselves.
Exactly. People are not going to change who they are when you first, you know, start dating and getting. And that's when people are on their best behavior. So if anything, they're going to get worse down the road. So really pay attention in the beginning.
Okay, so now, you know, when people are in the middle of a heated argument and you are trying to tell the person how you feel about something and they are saying, feelings, feelings, you're always talking about feelings. Do you know what I'm talking about? Because they do this in the TV shows too. You know, men don't want to talk about feelings. Communication and talking about feelings can be two different things. How do you get a man to dredge up his feelings or at least acknowledge yours?
Well, that is a difficult thing, and, you know, if you're in a heated argument, I would recommend, you know, walking away, not walking away from your partner, but saying, like, okay, if it gets too heated, you need to take a break, separate, you can cool down, because you're never going to get anything accomplished, you know, if you're in a heated argument. And then again, you know, come back together when you're both kind of settled down, do the whole sitting, you know, next to one another, holding each other's hands, looking each other's eyes, and, you know, try to ask him how he feels about something. Now, some guys can try to work through it if you keep them, like, in a safe place and they know that they're safe with you to talk about their feelings. Some guys just cannot do it. And if they cannot do it, then you may have to go to a counselor and seek, you know, more professional help.
Yeah, I like to put on really emotional movies and see if I can get my husband to cry, which I usually can, because then you can see that they've got this emotion, and maybe then that's a really good time to bring up the feelings. In the last minute, Tara, wrap up the communication situation between men and women and how we can get our partners and spouses to communicate with words.
Well, you just have to really realize that, you know, men and women, we are two completely different types of human beings. And so, you know, try not to take it out on them and get upset, because they just, you know, pretty much don't talk as much as we do. And, you know, if you try to think about it when you're having a discussion that, like, wow, you know, his heart rate might be going up, his frontal lobe might be shutting down, like, he's physically not getting anything, and it's not even his fault. It's just his physiological makeup. You know, just cut him a little bit more slack and be like, you know what, let's just take a break and we'll try to come back, you know, and do it in small kind of spoon feeding.
It is certainly spoon feeding, and cutting them slack is a lot easier to say than do, even when you want to take a fork and stick it right in their hand because they are not listening and paying attention. However, that being said, we do need to work on communication skills with the men in our lives, because that's how we all become closer and better partners. You're listening to Radio MD. The show is Staying Well. I'm Melanie Cole, and that's exactly what it's about, staying well.